Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 23, which is called Bhikshu Gita, the song of the Avanti Brahmana, or the story of the mendicant sannyasi coming from Avantipur. In this story, he teaches how one should tolerate the disturbances and offenses created by evil persons. So we heard the principle of the tattva in the end of chapter 22. Now this is Lila Vichar, or an anecdote to personally explain how someone did it. The harsh and nasty words of uncultured persons pierce the heart even more severely than arrows. Nevertheless, this mendicant, sannyasi Brahman, from the city of Avantipur, even though he was attacked by wicked men, he thought the trouble was just a result of his past karma, so he tolerated it. The Brahmana previously was a merchant and an agriculturist. He was really greedy and miserly and very angry. His family never could enjoy, and they became rather unhappy with him. Eventually, he lost all his wealth to thieves and his family members. He was poverty-stricken and abandoned by all his relatives. He developed deep sense of renunciation. 15 things arise because of wealth. Unwanted, 15 unwanted items. Thievery, violence, lying, deception, lust, anger, pride, feverishness, disagreement, hatred, distrust, conflict, attachment to women, gambling, and intoxication. The Brahman was grateful for receiving the mercy of the Lord and becoming detached. He was determined to worship the Lord, and he took the sannyasa order. He would go to do madhukari, begging for food in the villages, and the people would harass and disturb them, but he remained tolerant. He sang a song which is known as the Bhikshu Gita. And he, in that song, he explained, what is the cause of a person's happiness? Is a person's happiness caused by other human beings, or the demigods, or the soul, or the planets, or his work, or the time? No, the mind is their cause. The mind makes the soul wander in karma chakra. The real purpose of all charity and religiosity is to control the mind. But if a person has already controlled his mind by meditation, he does not need any other process. Etam sastaya paratmadistam. Only when one can focus his intelligence on Krishna's lotus feet can he completely control the mind. This is the essence of all practical prescriptions for spiritual advancement. Very beautiful verse that the Avanti Brahman in the Bhikshu Gita he sang to explain his resolve and determination to go back to Godhead. And the sannyasis often chant this verse, and Lord Chaitanya mentioned this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is quoted by Prabhupada. This is chapter 23, verse 57, describes the meaning of Tridandi sannyas. Etam saastaya paratmanishtam adyasitam purvattamer maharshibi aham tarishyami darantaparam tamo mukundangri nisheva yeva. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience, ignorance, by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This process was approved by the previous acharyas, who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord, the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.